Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Police investigate $10,000 jewelry theft. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police are investigating a reported theft involving a safe and a significant amount of jewelry. According to Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson, a 44-year-old man discovered the items missing from his home around 4 a.m. on Tuesday. The stolen jewelry is valued at approximately $10,000. The safe reportedly contained important documents. At this time, there are no suspects, and the investigation is ongoing. Barrasso supports RFK Jr. for health secretary role. U.S. Senator John Barrasso says he supports the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services, a role overseeing agencies like the FDA. President-elect Donald Trump announced RFK's nomination this week, touting his vision to reform health agencies and combat chronic diseases. Cowboy State Daily reported Barrasso, a physician himself, sees potential in Kennedy's approach. Barrasso told Cowboy State Daily, "I think it's a good idea to have fresh eyes on the FDA and the way they've operated for years." He praised Kennedy's emphasis on making America healthier and addressing chronic illnesses, but acknowledged RFK's controversial health views. Kennedy has faced criticism for promoting vaccine skepticism and conspiracy theories, views he will likely need to address in Senate confirmation hearings. Despite these controversies, Barrasso believes all of Trump's nominees, including Kennedy and Mehmet Oz, for Medicare and Medicaid services, deserve a fair and timely process. Barrasso also highlighted the importance of state-level health decision-making, aligning with RFK's stance against federal mandates. He added that the nominations reflect Trump's promise to drain the swamp by challenging traditional government practices. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.